Should do freelancing if you are really up for it, if you want to do it, not just because you want to have a side income. If you really want to help people solve their problems, and if you think you have a skill that can help people solve their problems. For example, I help people solve their problems when it comes to, you know, sharing their message with the world.
Hello folks, today's guest is Zarya Pattar, a student and a content writer. She's known as a LinkedIn girl. Her post got viral on LinkedIn for the first post, and after that she started writing. She's become the content writer, and she's also the founder of a company called Dozy. She's currently living in Dublin, Ireland, and her passion is mainly into entrepreneurship, and she's currently writing content and also she's into copywriting. So Zarya, thanks on the New Eyes podcast.
Thank you so much, Vikrant, for having me.
Yeah, sure. So can you quickly tell us about your story? How did you get started into the content writing, and what's your inclination to entrepreneurship?
So I've been writing since I was very young, since I was 8 years old. But that I used to write a lot of poems and essays and things like that for school or for myself. And after my 12th standard, like, I did a few internships with a few startups and media houses. And there I learned copywriting, content writing, and I decided that, okay, this is what I want to do. And as you said, like, you know, one of my first posts on LinkedIn went viral. So it had over like 1.5 million views. And at that point, many people messaged me like, you know, hey, you write very well and we would like you to write for us. So that's kind of how I got into freelancing, because when they messaged me, they were willing to pay for my writing. And I realized that, okay, this is how, I can find people and how people can find me. I don't have to have a degree or something. And that's kind of where it began. So, you know, once people started approaching me, I figured out that there's this world out there where people are willing to pay me for my work. And I got into freelancing that way. So that was it.
Yep, yep, okay. Sriya, while I was researching about, you and I was visiting your website, I saw that, you started your company Dozy, while you were in college. So, and if you see, right now I'm in India right now. So Indian market, you are from India only, right? So yeah. In India, people in our age, they don't generally, have this thought to start any company or have being an entrepreneur at this age. So what's the mindset behind that, to starting something of your own? And,
my company as such, like, it's not something that's formed yet. It's something I'm still working on it, so I don't really talk about it. But I see, like, even in freelancing, I see myself as an entrepreneur when it comes to freelancing, because, as an entrepreneur, I have all the roles that basically an entrepreneur would have for a company, for their startup, whatever it may be. Things like getting known and doing your branding, solving an actual problem for your clients and working hard and, trying to get the word out there, building a strong team, growing, scaling, getting more revenue, more income, things like that. So that really matters. And in that sense, I would say that I am an entrepreneur because, I have my own team and I'm always finding new ways to grow my freelancing career. So in that sense, yes, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yep, yep. And talking about then the freelancing industry itself, this industry is growing. I think currently it's around $57.3 billion, somewhere like that, when I saw about the freelancing industry. So Sriya, where you're seeing this industry, freelancing industry, as you are a freelancer and the people who want to go into this industry, freelancing industry, where you're seeing this industry, going over the next 5 to 10 years? And why you think that, people, who want to, being an entrepreneur, and also, if they, let's say someone, want to, and start doing something of their own, how can they start doing something?
So when it comes to freelancing, it's very important to realize that it does not just work out for everyone. Although the industry is worth like billions and probably even $1 trillion, that's expected in the next few years. But yep, yep. It's not that, it's not like, in that there are millions and millions of freelancers. There are like maybe 100 million freelancers who are making the industry worth that much. So knowing what the industry is worth does not guarantee how much you have, like you have a potential, but it does not guarantee what you will get. So in that sense, you have to be prepared that whenever, if you're entering freelancing because you think it's too big an industry, then you have to be prepared that, you know, it's not just going to work out because it's a big industry. That's one thing. And the second thing is you should do freelancing if you are really up for it, if you want to do it, not just because you want to have a side income. If you really want to help people solve their problems, and if you think you have a skill that can help people solve their problems, for example, I help people solve their problems when it comes to, you know, sharing their message with the world and, you know, sharing their story, getting the brand value out there. I help with that. So if you have a problem that you know that people have, that people would be willing to pay you for, you know, to get rid of that problem, then you could be a freelancer. And if you think that you really like doing it, you want to work on it, and you are ready to, you know, deal with the concerns, because honestly, freelancing is not easy. It's very unpredictable. You have many months where you probably may not have any income at all. And then you have months where, you know, you have a really good income, but then it can come crashing down at any point in time. So you have to be very mentally strong. So only get into this industry, like into freelancing, if you really, really want to do it and, you know, it matters to you. Otherwise, it's just going to break you down. So that would be my suggestion.
You talk about a skill, which is very interesting. You know, when people, you know, who are new and people, you know, who are student, and they have a lot of confusion that, you know, I mean, they want to know that, how do I find my skill? Again, they know many, many things, right? And if you see, especially in 21st century, people, you know, by seeing someone, you know, by seeing a listening influencer or today's YouTuber and these things, they want to become like them, right? So what's your tips for them? How to find a skill? Let's say if someone is, confused, right? So how, if someone want to find the skill, how they can do it?
It's mainly by experimentation. Like, especially if you're a student, if you're young, you have a lot of time in your hand. Time in terms of not, you know, not that because you don't have other things to do, time in terms of, you know, even if you make mistakes, it's probably not going to cost you as much as you think, or as much as it would cost, you know, someone who's probably taking care of their family or, you know, having more financial responsibilities, things like that. So if you're a student, you have more scope to experiment with different things. It could be anything, you know, if you like writing, just start writing, and or do, if you don't know what you like, you know, just start writing, start playing sports, start, you know, talking to a camera, start taking interviews, start, you know, start a podcast, maybe do whatever you like, web development, you know, whatever, like you want to just talk, like make reels back to back on Instagram, do that, whatever you like doing, do that. And, you know, the more things you do, the more you will kind of, you know, strike things out of your list. You'll be like, okay, I did 5 things and I've been doing this for a few months, and this is the only thing that I want to keep doing for, you know, more time. So that's how you kind of find things out, by this trial and error method where you try everything and then you keep cutting things out based on what you like and what you don't.
Yep. So, yeah. So let's say, you know, I mean, in India again, right? I mean, you were in college, you tried everything and you are still in college, right?
Yep.
So, what's your association in college, right? What makes you think that, you know, I want to do something of my own, I want to be a freelancer? Because if you see in India, people, they don't mean people, like, you know, they have this mindset that I'm going to do maybe job after, you know, and graduating, or I'm going to do, you know, something of my own after graduating. So what's your association and what makes you think, you know, I mean, to start something of your own, especially, you know, where you, I mean, I think in Dublin you had, you know, that I think environment, that ambience, right? But in India, you know the condition. I mean, in India, it's very difficult. It's very daunting, you know, the situation to find these kind of people and, you know, that mastermind group.
Yeah. I actually do not think that, because, you know, most of people who I work with who are on my team are actually students. Many of them are from India. Many of them are, you know, again, they're doing the whole experimentation thing. Like, they're doing graphic designing, video editing for me. They're writing content for me. And they're doing it while in college because they want to experiment and they want to see how they can grow it. And if they can grow it, they'll probably even, you know, keep doing that for a few more years, even after college. So it's not like, it's not about that. I think it's not just about college. It's also about the kind of influence you have by the people around you. So in terms of, you know, my parents, like, they were always supportive in what I was doing and they helped me out a lot. So having them was very helpful. Reading a lot about people, like people who are copywriters, content writers, who actually made it and who are doing well, that's also very important, because you kind of, you are pushed to see beyond what you think is good enough or what you think works. So in that sense, if you want to start something as a student, it's your responsibility. You cannot really blame the college or the country you're in because it's not up to them. It is your responsibility to educate yourself. It is your responsibility that if you want to do something, you have to find out how can you do it. You should be able to find out that what is the first step you need to take. It's always easy to find someone and ask them, you know, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, wherever you want. If you're really stuck, ask them. Otherwise, again, the experimentation thing, you know, try something, figure it out. And then if you're stuck, you can ask people. So yeah, like self-education and, you know, self-awareness is very important. You should know, first of all, what you want to do. And the fear of failure has to go out. I know many people, you know, think that nobody pays freelancers or content writing and creative fields don't work. It's difficult to find clients. Nobody pays for work and things like that. But that's true. It is difficult. But like, what isn't difficult? You know, like, do you think you'll get a job easily? No, you won't. That is also difficult. So you have to decide, you know, if you really want to do it and if you're up for the challenge, then you can start freelancing. And that's your responsibility.
Yeah. So in terms of decision making, Surya, you study everything in college. So let's say, you know, if someone want to start, they have idea, right? Now, what happened basically, you know, people have idea, right? And we know that, you know, ideas without implementation is just a delusion, right? So how you make decision in terms of what kind of, you know, metrics, what kind of some strategies, facts and opinion you put when you're making a decision?
Making a decision whether you want to start freelancing or not?
Yep. Anything, let's say any career.
I mean, what do you have to lose? Like, if you, let's just stick to freelancing because, you know, career is a broad thing to talk about. But, you know, many people say, like, I love writing. Should I get into freelancing? Like, what do you have to lose? If you do it, if you give it like 1 year or few months, maybe you give it a few months, you find clients, you get paid for it, you get money. You don't find clients, you don't get money, you don't even do work. So you have nothing to lose. It's not like somebody's stealing your money. But if it works out, then, you know, you have work, you have responsibility, of course, to keep working on that. And if you think you can commit to it, then yes, then that's your decision. Again, you can always change your mind. So, you know, like even in terms of what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a doctor, but I changed from, like, you know, medicine to literature, like just before my 12th board exams. So that was my decision that I made that, okay, this is something I'm going to turn from right now and I'm going to see where it goes. So sometimes you just have to get up and do it. You're like, I don't know what I have to lose. I had a lot to lose, I think, at that point. It wasn't just about, you know, whether I get a client or not. It was a completely different turn. But I mean, that turn has been very successful for me. So you have to kind of take the big shot sometimes.
Yep. No, I learned a very interesting fact about Surya, that you met Irish Prime Minister as well as LinkedIn CEO. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
So how did you get that? You know, I mean, how did you network with these people so that you can, you know, connected to this, you know, the Prime Minister of Ireland? How did that happen? Tell us about that.
They were both in college, actually. First, the Jeff Weiner, who was the CEO of LinkedIn, now he's the executive chairman. So he was there for an interview, and that's when I met him and I spoke to him for like 2 minutes. And earlier this year, I think in January or February, sometime, there was a business event in college and I was invited. So, like, we were one of the few people who were, like, you know, talking to the Prime Minister and things like that. So he was there, Leo Varadkar. He was the Prime Minister. He's not anymore. But yeah, Leo Varadkar was there. And he was interesting because he's also from Bombay. I'm from Mumbai. He's from Mumbai. So, you know, when I told him I'm from Mumbai, then it got very interesting. And we spent like 5 minutes talking about the monsoon in Bombay, which was weird. I didn't think it would happen. I didn't think the Prime Minister of Ireland would stop and talk about, you know, how he doesn't like the cold in Ireland and that how he, you know, misses the Bombay monsoon. But yeah, that happened. So that was something interesting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that, you know, you wrote, you know, your post, you know, the post which went viral regarding that Prime Minister only, right?
It was with Jeff Weiner.
CEO, yeah, LinkedIn CEO.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So how about this, let's say, you know, what's your habits, let's say, tell us your entire habit, you know, day habits, how you start your day and this thing, you know, as a freelancer. Let's say if someone want to know your, you know, daily habit, the routine, right? That's the main thing, I believe.
My routine, I have a very, like, for the past 4-5 months, I've not had college. So we have a summer break. So far my routine has been that, you know, I wake up and I have breakfast and then I start working around 10 in the morning. And then I work, have calls, have interviews and whatnot. I stop, like I finish by 4 or 5 p.m. 3 times a week, I have these Instagram live sessions that I've been doing in the past 2 months, I think. Okay. So that's something I've been working on. And I go to the gym. So I'm just back from there. So I go to the gym also in the evenings. And yeah, I just come back, eat, watch Netflix and sleep. Like that's kind of my routine. So yeah, that changes.
Yeah, the reason I ask, you know, your habit, because most of the time, what happens if you ask any student that why you're not doing something else, they say that, you know, I'm busy in my study. So they say, you know, that they don't have time to do anything else apart from the study. Do you think that there is a reason, or I mean, there is anything else apart from this?
See, that's all up to the student itself, because I know it can get overwhelming, especially when, you know, students are doing like engineering or medicine or, you know, a heavy course, which really takes up like time in terms of lectures. I'm not comparing in terms of, you know, how difficult the course is or how challenging it is, but in terms of the hours required in terms of lectures. So it does get difficult because, I mean, I study English and philosophy here and I have like 10 hours of lectures a week, whereas people who study like medicine or something here have like 50, 60 hours of lectures a week. So that's 5 times, 6 times more. And plus they have, you know, internships and hospitals, things like that. So that requires a lot of commitment. If I was doing that, I am not sure how I would have balanced. Maybe I would have done like 1 or 2 clients here and there. Maybe not. I don't know. But like when it comes to my routine, it also gets overwhelming because we have a lot of reading to do, even though we don't have a lot of lectures owing to the subject that I'm doing. So during college, like I had this thing where I knew that I couldn't really study much during the week. So I left it to the weekends. So like I had this overwhelming year where, you know, I was just juggling and like not able to manage properly. But then finally, like this year, I decided that I'm going to take the weekends off from work. And then I just focused on, you know, studying, writing my essays, things like that over the weekend. So I think as students also, like any other student who really wants to do it, see, if you really, really want to do something, you will make time for it. Because I've had days when, you know, I have gone to college at 8 in the morning, come back at 10 p.m., attended lots of events and lectures and everything, been walking around. The campus is huge. So, you know, walking is like 5-8 kilometers every day. It's like just normal to do that much walking. Coming back at 10 p.m., cooking by myself, eating, doing all of that because, you know, I don't live with my family. So doing all that myself and then sitting down to work at like 11:30, 12 in the night and then doing it until 4 in the morning and then, you know, sleeping, getting up, going to college again at 8, 9 a.m., running late for lectures, things like that. So if you really, really want to do it, you have to make it work in your own way. I'm not saying that it has to be, you know, you have to compromise all the time on sleep. Like I sleep in on the weekends then if I don't get enough sleep. So you have to kind of balance it out. But you have to find your own balance. That's very important based on your routine and your priorities. So if you can do that, I think it'll be good. Yeah.
Shreya, talk about your book. You know, what kind of benefit, you know, people are going to get if they are going to buy, you know, your book. And I think your book is the best book. If someone want to start, you know, if someone want to become a copywriter, right? As a content creator, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Talk about your book, about the content a little bit, you know, give us, you can say, sneak peek of your book, because you cannot tell everything about book, yeah, but yeah, sneak peek of the book.
So my first ebook is called Hashtag Anthology. It released, like, I think it's been almost 2 or 3 weeks now, and hundreds of writers bought it and all of them really liked it. And you know, I've been sharing reviews on Instagram, if you've been seeing them, that everyone found it super useful. So basically what's in it is some of my best LinkedIn posts from the past 2 years. So that's like out of, say, 500 posts, I've picked out the best, you know, possible posts that were most informative, most useful. And the ebook has 6 sections. So it has like about writing, about student life, everyday lessons, mindset, LinkedIn and freelancing. So the idea is that through the LinkedIn posts themselves, I give you an idea of, you know, how to improve your writing, how to develop a mindset that will work for you, how to, you know, freelance successfully, how to grow your audience on LinkedIn. And the book also has more than 50 topics for LinkedIn posts. So if people, like, you know, if writers are still stuck as to what to start with, then that, you know, you can just kind of scroll down to there and find those topics and start writing. So this is something that when I put it out, I wasn't really sure how it would work out. But many writers who have probably been writing for like 6 months or maybe even lesser. And they said that, you know, within like we finished it within 1 hour and it was so helpful. And so many people actually messaged me like this week that they got clients paying them like 5 times, 6 times of what they used to ask. Somebody who used to charge like 1 rupee per word for something probably would have gotten be like, $10 or something. She got paid $50. Somebody else got 3 clients within a week. So, you know, things like that. So I'm glad it made a real life impact and, you know, really help people make money. So I would say if you want it, then it's a good investment. Brings good returns.
Yeah. And also you have some course, right? Along with the book.
I have some.
Courses, right?
I don't have courses yet. I'm working on my second ebook though. I might have course in the future. I have Instagram live sessions that I'm doing that I think are match.
You know, very valuable, I think.
I think those match up to any course that you might find. But yeah, I'm definitely going to, you know, probably consider going in for like a structured course for freelancers. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. One last, it's a very cliche question, but I think this is a very important question. What success means to you, Shreya? I think we are very young, but still.
Success is like, right. I mean, I think success is a lot of things, honestly, because it keeps changing. Like, you know, when I was younger, just switching from medicine to English felt like a success. And then moving and like, you know, getting into this college called Trinity, which is one of the best for English and philosophy, that was a success. And then getting my first client was a success. So in that sense, I think it keeps changing based on what happens in my life. But one of the main things right now that I have an idea that what a successful life for me would look like would be first is happiness. Like, you know, being able to be happy and sufficient with what I have and, you know, keep my family happy. That's important for me. And second is being rich. I think that's very much useful. That, like, it really helps you provide for your family. It really helps you do good for people that you want to do good for and people that, you know, you don't even know probably. So I want to be in that position where, you know, I can kind of create that change. So yeah, being happy and being rich, that would be a successful life for me.
Where are you seeing yourself 5 years down the road from now? And how you want to impact on people's life and what kind of impact you want to make into people's life?
I don't have like any plan on what kind of impact I want to make because I never plan on making an impact. I just plan on sharing stories. And if people can relate to it, if people think that, you know, it helps them, it makes an impact to them, then I'm happy. And it's something that happened with time, actually. I was just sharing stories, but then with time it became a thing like, hey, Shreya, we liked it. And hey, Shreya, I used that tip and I made a contract. And hey, Shreya, I got a client because of you and thank you so much. You know, then it created that like it went into that influence kind of thing. So not something I'm doing on purpose, but I'm glad it's happening. And in terms of like a 5-year plan, I don't really have one. And I always say this, that, you know, whatever has happened in my life so far has always been, you know, a series of like lucky events, you know, things that just happened, you know, things that like, you know, having the nerve or, you know, the nerve to kind of, you know, change fields and the nerve to move abroad and to start freelancing. And it's always different. And like, if any of those one thing wouldn't have happened, then maybe I wouldn't have been here. So I don't know where I'll be in the next few years, but I'll see based on, you know, how things go.
Yep, yep. It has been nice talking to you, Shreya. Thanks for being on Neil's podcast. And so guys, you can find Shreya's profile, the link for profile I'm going to put into the description box, and also find the book. And I highly recommend that you go and attend some of the live session which, you know, Shreya is doing on Instagram. Thank you, Shreya, for being on Neil's podcast.
Thank you so much, Vikrant. Thank you.